Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Sheni in Parshas Hazinu. Zechori mos olam bino shnos dora vador, sha'al avicha v'yagedcha, zekinecha v'yomru lach. Remember the bygone days, understand the years of generation and the generation, ask your father and he'll tell you, your elder, and he will say to you. What are the days of olam, bygone days? What were the previous generations that angered Hashem so? I would say, parenthetically, that Hashem didn't make a bris with them. Understand the years of previous generations, which are the two generations here, Dor Vador, the generation of Enosh, who started Avodah Zarah, Enosh, who the waters of the oceans swallowed, and the generation of the Mabul that were washed away. Also, Rashi gives another explanation. If you don't pay attention to what happens, understanding previous generations, then to understand the future, because Hashem has the ability to do good and to bring you to the days of Mashiach and Olam Haba. Ask your father, these are the prophets who are called Avos, like Elisha called Eliyahu Anavi, Avi Avi, and your elders, these are the Chachamim, and they will tell to you what transpired in the previous generations, Rashi adds. Following what Rashi, when Hashem caused you to inherit the heritage of the nations that lived before you in the land of Israel, when he separated the children of man and made the boundaries of nations for the numbers of the children of Israel. Rashi asks, what does this mean, is separating the children of man? Because when the Dor Haflaga was separated by languages, Hashem could have destroyed them, but he didn't. Instead, he set them into different nations. Hence, he founded the boundaries of nations instead of destroying them, all in order that there should be Bnei Yisrael who would come from the children of Shem. And in the same way that there were 70 prime nations, there would be 70 children of Israel who would descend to Mitzrayim. Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachlaso, because Hashem is a portion of his nation, Yaakov, the rope of his inheritance. Rashi explains, why did all of this happen? Because Hashem's portion is Bnei Israel. Yaakov, the rope of the inheritance, means that it is a threefold rope of merit, the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their merits all woven together, to the exclusion of Yishmael and Esav. Yimtzaehu be'eretz midbar, v'esohu yalel yishimun, yisov avinu yivonenehu, yitzrenu ki yishon eno. You will find him in the wilderness, in the howling desolation, surrounding him. He will understand, he will be created to be the pupil of his eye. Hashem found Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar. That's what it means, he was found in the Midbar, in the desert. A place of howling desolation, which was thirsty, where the jackals howl and the owls hoot. And yet they followed Moshe with Emunah, not asking, how will we pass through this place? There Hashem encircled them with clouds and with the four camps, the flag camps, and there they would understand the Torah and save them from the snakes, serpents, scorpions, and from the other nations there. Hashem would protect them like the dark, the apple of his eye. Then Rashi gives another explanation that you will find him, that you'll find, he will cause them to find all of their needs, and he had them encircle him, that the Machane Shechina was surrounded by Bnei Yisrael. Kinesher Yair Kino Al Gozalav Yerachef Yifros Kanafav Yekachehu Yisaehu Al Evaraso. Like a Nesher, maybe an eagle, awakens its brood on its chicks, it flaps, unfurls his wings, and lifts them on his back. Rashi says, like an eagle awakens his kin, he guides them with compassion and love. This eagle has mercy on its sons and does not enter into its nest suddenly until it knocks and wakes up its children with its wings between the different trees, so they should be awakened to receive it. That he hovers over his hatchlings, he does not bear down on them. Rather, he hovers, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not appear immediately to Bnei Israel. Rather, it says that he arrived at Sinai and shone his light from Har Seir, and he spreads out his wings and takes them when Hashem wants to take them from place to place. He doesn't take them with the eagle doesn't take them with his feet, so to speak, like other birds. Rather, everyone is afraid of the Nesher, and he flies the highest, so he puts them on his back in order to protect them, saying, better that the arrow should enter me and not into my children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will bear you on eagle's wings, like he did in Shmos 19:4, when they left Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim were after them, and they were shooting all types of projectiles. The Malach Elohim came between them and absorbed all of the missiles. Hashem badad yanachenu ve'en imo el nechar. Hashem alone causes them to rest, and there's not with him at all any strange or foreign god. Hashem directs them surely and alone, and there is no other god with him. There's no other power from any of the other nations of the world's deities to fight with them. And Chazal also make a drasha into the future, that I've called heaven and earth to witness, and that this song will be a witness that in the end people will rebel, and they will not remember the earlier generations, and not the generations that will be born in the future, and think about this song constantly. And